So I really want to get to that man with breast cancer, particularly if I saw your email about how he hates his therapy right now, but hopefully we'll get to that. But just a word about the newest addition to the treatment in these patients with HER2-negative metastatic disease, Joyce Everolimus. And again, we just saw that data at this December again, and it's really cool what they're doing nowadays. They present the data and publish it like instantly, so you can see the whole paper, which is what they did in the New England Journal. We'll see whether it's going to get approved in breast cancer. Just a word though, Joyce, what is it and what do we know about it?
So everolimus is an oral agent that's been approved on the market for some time for renal cell carcinoma, and it blocks mTOR. And mTOR is a key signaling protein in that very important PI3 kinase pathway. And it's really nice because it's the first thing we have to really inhibit this pathway specifically. So it's a brand new agent. And I've heard Fabrice Andre, who has presented and discussed these data, say that this is the biggest advance in breast cancer since trastuzumab. I actually agree with that. I think this is a really, really important new therapy because mTOR actually gets in the way of response to anti-estrogen therapy, can get in the way of response to trastuzumab, et cetera. So this Bolero 2 trial that's been published now was exemestane versus exemestane with the everolimus in patients who had already had progression on anastrozole or letrozole. And there was a really huge improvement in median progression-free survival. Wow. Not much difference in objective responses, but a huge improvement in median progression-free survival. So these are very, very exciting data.